Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about this. I mean, just, I believe yesterday, last night, the first woman in many, many years, hundreds of years, I believe, I'm not sure how many it was, that the death sentence, the judge had issued a death sentence for her because of she was part of a plot to be able to kill her husband years ago. The Pope made a plea to ask the judge not to do it. The community asked, you know, a plea for her not to do it, not to be able to take her life. But you know what? Once the judgment was made, it was like nothing changed. And last night in Georgia, or this week, they put a lady to sleep, ended her life because of a sentence was served. There comes a time, you know, when all of our pleas are over, all of our cases over, that we didn't, you know, we continued to, we weren't repentant about a crime, and the judge comes in and begins to decide, okay, now it's time. That happened to a city called Sodom and Gomorrah. And God just said, okay, it's time. Something's got to happen to this. The world wasn't over, but Sodom and Gomorrah was over. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to Mark Biltz as he talks about this, about Lot, half the church being like Lot, and half of the church, you know, being like Abraham. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
Where the church is at. How many remember the time of Sodom and Gomorrah when God judged Sodom and Gomorrah and it was destroyed?
That's right.
Well, the church is divided in half. Half the church may be like Lot, mm-hmm. who's righteous, but they're totally assimilated into Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. The other half is like Abraham, who's up on the mountain interceding. Mm-hmm. And so we need to decide, are we going to be the church that's like Abraham or the church that's like Lot? Mm-hmm. Now, if you remember, Lot sat in the gates, right? That means he had authority. But the minute he tried to assert his authority, they said, who gave you that authority? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the amazing thing. Lot, in the ancient Hebrew, what his name means, the first letter is the Lamed, which is like a shepherd's staff representing authority. The next letter is the Vav, which is a nail that connects something. And the T sound is the letter Tet, which is the serpent. So Lot is one who's given his authority over to the serpent. And is that what we want to be like? No, we want to be like Abraham, who knows what's coming. Remember the children of Issachar. They understood the times.
The Lord is speaking to me. Look at me just. Judgment is coming. You said gate. God immediately said San Francisco. Judgment's coming. It's coming. God showed me last night. Glory was with me. Never, ever have I had an experience like that. Do you remember?
You have placed yourself in such a state of urgency and wanting to hear everything and know everything. So when God's speaking to you.
God, last night.
It's like nonstop going on.
He gave me. I didn't know if I can live through it.
Yeah, you said that. And I said, you just need to be at peace right now because I.
No, I won't be at
but
peace.
But I said, just so we could sleep for a few hours. I said, Jim, you just need to be at peace.
God said,
because you said
a judgment and a storm, a shaking of an event so horrible, man has never seen it before.
Right.
What's coming?
Yeah, you were.
And I almost felt I was dying.
Yeah, you felt. He said.
Well, and judgment begins at the gates, but and it all something's happening here on this show.
Rosh Hashanah, according to biblical history, means the opening of the gates.
Oh.
And Yom Kippur is the closing of the gates. That's what it means. It's the opening of the doors. That's what I'll be talking about tonight. The opening of the books. And you're going to see this scripturally, how Rosh Hashanah is God's courthouse, is now in session. The doors are open. The world is judged over the next 10 days what God is going to do. And then on Yom Kippur, the doors are shut, the gates are shut, and the sentence is meted out. So your vision or your prophecy is coming right at the very time of this coming week with the opening of the gates and the closing of the gates over the next 2 weeks.
God is meaning business.
Yes.
Something so major is going to begin to happen. We're in the beginning. I see like a snake in a, as I'm sitting here fighting for its life. It's evil. And even the financial systems are going to go. It's not going to win. The world's not going to win. This is what God spoke to me.
Yeah.
He said, man can play games. Man can, you know, everybody in China, for instance, China's made all the businesses buy their stock back of their own companies. Mm-hmm. They've devalued their money. It don't make any difference if their stock, it's still broke. When the earthquakes come, the volcanoes go off, the tsunamis hit, the fire from the sky takes place, all these things, man can't stop. All the signs, everything, you came here, I don't know, the first time, you were here probably a couple of years ago. You came here, you warned us, you gave the warning. From the prayer closet to the whole world, you warned. And now, today even, you're giving us more on top of more. And God's speaking. God told me to bring you.
Yeah,
He did. He said, bring the final warning on the blood moons.
Yom Kippur has already happened already. Yom Kippur has already happened. This time has come. I just feel it in my spirit. I feel it, you know, that it's okay. You know, that the gates have closed. A decision has been made. And even today, even to this week, that they polled America and took a survey, and they're saying 2 out of 3 Americans still want to fund the abortion of children through Planned Parenthood. 2 out of 3. The decision has been made. We got to hold on to realize if you're one of God's folks, you know, abide with Him, spend time with Him. We're going to talk more about that today, but there's a reason why the suicide rate is so high in the military, because they're fighting for a country that we're not even standing for. They're fighting for a constitution that we don't even know, that our government's violating. This huge suicide rate that's taking place in our U.S. military, the ones that are fighting for us while we're aborting our children, including, you're going to hear what Mother Teresa said about abortion right there in Washington, D.C., when she was there.
John, when you hear those words, you know, it comes a point in time. You make your case. You know, if you're coming from your plea, you know, you had a criminal justice major, mm-hmm. and I was in law enforcement. But there comes a time when a decision's made. I mean, you present your case, and mm-hmm. even the judge says, "Do you want to rest your case? Is this it?" Mm-hmm.
There is a final yeah. decision of a finality to life.
Right.
Things don't last forever.
Right.
Things come to an end.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and we've been watching the court case go on for quite some time, mm. you know, and we're pleading the case, you know, yeah. we're standing, God looks for a man to stand in the gap. And, you know, for years we've been saying, this is the case. This is what's going on. This is what the judge wants us to do. He wants us to repent and turn back to Him. You know, and after a while, I don't care if you've got the best attorney in the world. The judge says, okay, sit down.
Yeah.
I've heard your counsel. I've heard what you said. I see the one that you're representing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't choose the right advocate, Jesus Christ, you know, and cry out for justice, then at that point, you know, you're looking at, I mean, 2 out of 3, John, you know, surveyed. Of course, you have conservatives versus liberals. And if you poll conservatives, they're like 80% wants to defund Planned Parenthood and mm-hmm. stop abortion. But God doesn't see us as political parties. He sees us as people.
Right.
And 2 out of 3 Americans, it's reported now, still in the midst of all this evidence of that's presented by the Center for Medical Progress, which hopefully soon will have their interview on, that they still want to do it. Which,
wow.
which, you know,
do it means
I've
fun.
Always no. They want to still have babies, babies aborted and sell the body parts and let the government, you know, you, the taxpayer, keep funding it. But, you know, there comes a point in time when you think, like, I'm scared of you. If you have if you have no problem taking this baby and breaking its parts, and you don't, and you can, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, I make mistakes, and I have, you know, I've sinned, and I feel bad about it, and I repent. But I couldn't imagine trying to live with murder, you know,
knowing
and not coming to the point of going like, God, I murdered, forgive me, I'm sorry, I got to, like David did. David said, you know, my bones are crushed. My sins ever before me. And right now, America, our sins ever before us, you know, and it's like, God, we're sorry. But it's like two out of three, or it doesn't even,
faze them.
Doesn't even faze them. And this is the last day of September. We're entering into, if you haven't yet heard this prophetic word about, do you have that prophetic word about?
Yeah, I sure do.
You got to hear this word. And this is about, imagine being in a boxing match and, you know, you're getting so many punches and you can feel these punches. I can feel these punches going on. And you're surprised you're able to keep standing after them.
Yeah.
And read this prophetic word. This is a very timely word about what's taking place in each month of this year and all the way into January.
Well, this prophetic word came in a dream. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read you the dreams. And I had a dream that I was titled Unprepared and Unaffected. And the dream revealed that during the next phase, all economic classes would experience varying degrees of hardship. Some will notice little change and will be in a position to help others, while some who could have prepared did not and will need help. I want to stress that the fall of 2015 will only be the beginning of economic turmoil. The economic shifting that is coming will continue to increase and intensify, and eventually affecting the entire world in the years to come. As was illustrated in the boxing analogy, there will be short periods of reprieve, but we're entering into a historical time that will result in great change for people throughout the world. And he talks about these doors. The doors of August 2015 through January 2016. And he says, on April 5, 2015, I had a prophetic vision that I will share with you just as I received it. While some of these things seem to be obvious fulfillment, other aspects are open to interpretation. And so he says, in the vision, I found myself in a long hallway with many doors. Each door represented a month of the year, beginning in August 2015 through January 2016. When I opened the door, I was able to get a picture of what life was like during that time for the people in the United States. The first door I came to had August written on it. And I opened the door, and when I looked inside, there were people walking around, talking and living life. I got the sense that everything seemed normal. The next door had September written on it. And when I opened the door, at first, everything seemed...
Which is the September we're in.
Correct. And he says, at first, everything seemed to be normal. But then I began to see dollar bills falling from the ceiling. It was as though the beginning of the month was normal, but something happened that caused things to change. The next...
A lot of things happened in September.
A ton of things.
Couldn't even keep up with them.
Well, and not to mention what happened in China.
Our best friends are communists now around the nation. Yeah. And communism is known for denying God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what happened in China was a very, very big deal.
China, Putin, Cuba, you know, all...
The list goes on and on.
The list goes on.
The next door had October written on it. And I opened the door and saw people who were crying and very upset.
This is October 2015. You're looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Coming around the corner.
I sensed that they were upset because of what had happened in the previous month. The next door had November written on it, and when I attempted to open the door, it was locked. It is possible that in the near future, what is behind this door could be revealed. The next door had December written on it, and when I opened the door, I saw a rioting and looting taking place in a large city. The people were angry and very upset, but I didn't know why. The final door in the hallway had January written on it. And when I opened the door, I saw extreme violence and killing that looked like war. And I could not tell where this was taking place, but I saw U.S. soldiers fighting.
Makes me think about, you know, Perry Stone's prophetic word. We're going to make that available to you on the VFN Torch. But it's about a 15-minute prophetic word, but he talks about the riots, and he talks about, I mean, this is like the person who believes, you hear him speak, he's like, you know, the rapture's coming, and you're not going to go through nothing, and, you know, I mean, and
we love Perry.
But now he's talking. Yeah, we do love Perry. Yeah. But he's talking about tribulation right now, about that the streets are going to be rioting, that the government's not going to be able to cut checks if, you know, 48% or something of the of society lives off of the government till. That's 40.
And they do.
And that's almost 50% of America, that all of a sudden the money you use to get food stops, which food stops. The money you use to pay your rent stops. And then the money you use to be able to pay for your car, your transport, your where you get around, your fuel, that stops. And nobody and people oppressed you. They did not tell you about freedom and that everything that's in you is in me and you can do anything. They never taught you that. And so the only thing that you know is that, and that stops. That's like diving in your oxygen tank, go out underwater. You're going to see people begin to fight.
Yeah. We don't have to look too far to see.
Fight for food, fight for substance, and fight for, you know, how to survive.
Because the expectation is that the government has provided these things.
But we are the government. That government makes no money.
Of course.
But people don't know that. Yeah. But the people that are living, they don't realize that the reason why money's coming to you is because your neighbor paid taxes right next door to you. And so they pay their taxes, and then the government transfers that wealth into a check format.
Kind of redistributing.
Yeah. And that's how it works. Yeah. They don't have like a business that makes money.
They don't produce anything.
Yeah, yeah. Although Planned Parenthood had, based on the reports, was it 1 point?
What we understand is $127 million in profits.
But after they pay for all their expenses.
After expenses.
That doesn't sound like a nonprofit with me.
No.
So you know, here we are at this point, and the best thing you can do is to begin to think about, how can I get active in life? How can I begin to – how does food grow? Does it just come out of the drive-through window when you drive up? You know, how do – you know, are hamburgers really made from cows? Where do cows live? Where do cows come from? You know, how do things grow in the ground? And I mean, the basic things of how to live life.
Eggs, do they come in these square containers?
And, you know, you can sign up for the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. It is our newsletter to you on a weekly basis. But we have prudent preparation that's available for you. And that's just, it comes to you, you know, in your email when you sign up as a free gift immediately. And if you want it and you don't have access to email, you know, write to us. You can see right here on your screen where you can write to us. And we will make that available to you. We can sign up for the letter. But also, you're going to need to be able to keep peace. Be very peaceful. And we have this week an offer just to give you, you know, for signing up, become a partner today, partner for any financial amount you feel led to do so on a monthly basis. And it is the weapon of peace, how to maintain your peace. I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how to be able to maintain your peace when these things happen. Remember, Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the boat when the disciples are going, don't you care about us? And the thing about it is, I think this turmoil that you're going to see and that you are seeing, that is the answer to your prayer.
Yeah.
So just relax. You know, realize that, you know, for example, King Cyrus was prophesied about 200 years before he came to pass by the prophet Isaiah, who God was going to touch his heart to be able to bring God's people back in to build the temple. I mean, God knows you. He knows the numbers on your head, but you need to be able to maintain that peace in the midst of this great turmoil. I mean, what they tell a woman who's having a child, they said, you just need to relax, which, you know, but you got to relax. You got to be able to focus. And one way to do that is the weapon of peace. And we have that available to you as a gift to you for partnering for any amount you feel led to do so each month. You can do it online by going to VFNTV.com, or you can write to us. See the address right there on your screen at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call us. But now's the time to stand. We have so many tools available for you, so many prophetic, timely words to be able to give you automatically for your partnership. And that's how we do this. We do this together. And the Lord says that's a place of the commanded blessing. The gift for this particular offer is the weapon of peace. It's a huge weapon. And it's not a weapon you use on someone. It's one that you receive from God, because he says, my peace I give to you. My peace I live. We got to go back to the bottom of the boat now. We got to relax. We got to go to sleep with Jesus and just wait for the storm to pass. And you're going to find many people hungry for the Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com.
Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.